Now we're going to branch off. We're going to talk about different topics each day, whatever I choose, partially based on the Parsha. Obviously, what I'd like to speak about today is getting a fresh start. As I told you, we just went through a two-week hiatus of sorts. Not that you ever take a hiatus from your Avodas Hashem, but certainly the day-to-day routine was put on suspension a bit. And that included the Hanukkah period, which was a wonderful, glorious time to be in yeshiva, but it certainly wasn't the day-to-day routine. And then this week of Chazara, which certainly is not the routine. And those factors, along with the fact that there's an actual wall, the rookie wall that a lot of boys hit the first couple of weeks, have a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy. And then right around now, a lot of guys hit the wall because one day starts to feel like the next day and the last day, and there's really very little differentiation, and there aren't exciting things happening, and the weather is contributing, and the illness. So you get those three factors tend to collude to create a bit of a backstep. And I want everyone to try to get out of that backstep. I'm sure everyone had a little bit at some level. Not everyone, but most people. And so much of life is not success, but perseverance. It's easy to be successful. It's a whole lot more difficult to be perseverant and resilient. And if there's one thing about Yaakov Avinu's life which is stunning, it's not just his strength and his courage and his faith and his prophecy, but he really had the most adversity, and it was recurring adversity. It wasn't just intense adversity, but every moment where he thought that he could escape and find tranquility and find just that promised land, metaphorically, another issue arises and he has to deal with another factor. And that's not really what life is. When you're younger, you probably envision that you just work to a certain plateau and then life flattens out and you put yourself in pilot and you reach success. And there's some truth to that. Obviously, you reach a beachhead of success, basic identity, marriage, earning potential. But life becomes more complicated and you can't control it, obviously, and things come your way. And Chazal say it in a very powerful way in the end of Brachos. They say, lo b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba. But let's talk about olam hazeh. This is not a world in which we're expected to have it easy and to rest and to relax and to just put things in. That's the road of mediocrity. That's the road of just religious disinterest. And hopefully we're trying to break that concept where you're not looking to relax. I work with them, with my kids, so much. When they come home and they say, oh, I have to work so hard. What do you want from your day? Just to get your work away so you can relax? That's your ideal day, just to relax and not a, that's what life is. Life is work and investment and productivity and advancing and changing. Obviously, as we talked about last night in the Vav, there's time to cool down and to distract your mind and to take a cup of coffee or to play a game or distraction, whatever we talked about last night. But so this feel of finding yourself in a rut, it may be new to some of you, because in high school perhaps the success levels weren't as high, and here the success levels for many of you before Hanukkah were sky high, and you're really functioning at such a high capacity and pushing your limits and sleep and productivity and focus and energy and personal growth and identity discovery. And now you find yourself in a bit of a rut. Maybe you're tired, you didn't come to Minyan a couple of days. Get used to it. That's what life feels like. And if ruts aren't quickly resolved, they become deep, deep holes and deep pits. And everyone falls into a rut, but you pull yourself out, it's just that. Otherwise, if you're lazy or neglectful of it, then the ruts become pits and the pits become abysses, and it's much harder to pull yourself out. So it's all just mental, and it's all just a lot of vision that whatever you dreamed of before Hanukkah is not just still there, it's even more there, but now you realize that dreams are, the road to dreams are paved with dreariness and repetition and redundancy, and not every day is going to have that ecstatic or euphoric feel of excitement and energy, and it's a lot of days of performing the same act again and again, repeating your strokes one by one, and it's called the 10,000-hour theory. To do anything great, to be excellent in anything, you need 10,000 hours. And to really be great in Avodas Hashem, you need 10,000 days of coming to Minyan and sitting and learning and take the chair. So I want everyone just to take a moment and breathe. And know this is the second half. We're officially launching the second half. And I think this was, and I told people in America, this is, and I'm not saying this just to sugarcoat anything, I think this is an incredible, incredible group of boys. This is a group that I think is going to produce a lot of very, very important people one day, and great leaders and people that are going to do great things. And I think you're all on very good trajectory. Some of you have to clean up certain things. Some of you have to bring some more energy. Remember what I told you in the beginning of the year, 90% of success is showing up. People showed up today, may even didn't know about it, right? Who knew there was a bris today? How many people knew there was a bris? Very few. But those of you who were there, it was a beautiful experience. It reminded you that you're not just here into the yeshiva to learn. There's a community around you, and this is a yeshiva of life and family building, and it's just a beautiful scene. Now, if you showed up to Minyan, you just realize it was a bris. If you don't show up and you keep yourself on the sideline, you're just going to miss a lot of things that aren't on the schedule, is my point. A lot of things that aren't scheduled, they just come up. If you're here, if you're around, you'll see them. Maybe you're part of the show. If you're not around, you're not here, then you're putting yourself out of play, and you're just going to miss a lot of important things. So, tired, not tired, more excited to learn, less excited to learn. Put your body there, put your feet there. Good things will happen to you. No one can control what happens in your heart and your mind, but you can control what happens with your feet. And just, it's at the time right now where presence and consistency are things that should be working really hard on. Remember, as best as I could say it, as soon as Pesach hits, especially this year, because everything's so late, the year is pretty much over. When Pesach time comes, I'll contradict that, and I'll try to stress you the importance of still working. But if you look at a big picture, 10,000 feet up, those of you who are leaving June 15th, which I imagine are most of you, you've got about a six-week shot between Pesach and June 15th. So as strange as it sounds, and as scary as it sounds, maybe bring a chair, Kessler. I think you need a chair. You have one. As scary as it sounds, your year is running out. So all the plans and dreams of improvement and working, you need a chair, Yaakov. All the plans and dreams of improvement and working really are now. If you don't capture it now and take control of it now, you're going to wake up perm time, and you're going to feel like, you know, no one here is striking out. No one here is not showing. No one here, you're all in the game, but yeah, one foot in, one foot out, as we talked about, participating a little bit, showing, not showing. And that's not what you want from a year. You want to have that consistency and that intensity. You can sit there in the back. Okay. Yeah, if you want to close the door, please. Thank you. Okay. So let's everyone try to make that effort. Realize the moment is upon us. Don't get angry at me. Pesach time. Rebbe, you didn't tell us the second half is beginning. This is officially the second half kickoff. Okay, so really, everyone, like I said, put your mind to it, more than your mind, your heart, more than your heart, your legs. Be in it to win it, and you'll be fine. Okay, so to start...